Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of Mongograms. My name is Chris, and this week I wanted to talk about a new video game that was just released called Portal 2. Now, for those of you who are gamers or know a little bit about games, I'm sure you know that Portal was a game released several years ago. It was actually not even a standalone game. It was released within Valve Software's The Orange Box, which was a collection of games that included Half-Life 2, which was the main game of that, or at least the main draw of The Orange Box. But then it also had other games such as Team Fortress, which was a big multiplayer game, and then also Portal was thrown in there too. And Portal, the original, was quite an interesting game in the sense that it was a game that relied solely on logic and its very interesting physics engine. And the premise of Portal was that you play, I believe it's an unnamed character, although in the literature I've seen that the name of the character I believe is Shell, but you play a character who is inside a test maze, essentially, and of a science company, and what you are doing is you are navigating through the mazes that you are put into to get to the exit. And to help you along with this, there are two guns that you require, and we'll say guns just because they are a projectile shooting apparatus, but it's not really projectiles, I guess. They shoot portals. And so you end up with a gun that shoots two portals, a red and a blue, and you can use these to navigate through these test spaces. So you shoot a red and a blue, and then you can travel back and forth between these portals. And I'm realizing now how much I miss having video, because this would be a lot easier to describe with video. You know, this is a good reminder of the power that we can have for video and instruction or education. This is my field, just because, you know, I could spend 30 minutes trying to explain how to navigate a space with portals, or I could spend 2 seconds showing you what this meant. So, you know, the power of instructional video right there. But anyway, so you would shoot different portals, and you can go through these portals, you know, so you can shoot them into walls, go through walls, floors, everything like that. And it keeps the physics of your momentum and everything like that. And that's how you solve puzzles, using forward momentum or, you know, skipping areas that you couldn't normally cross because you can shoot a portal and go around them. And what really made the first Portal interesting was that you are guided through these test spaces with a computer, or by a computer that is giving you a little bit of narration, but also is very sadistically trying to kill you. And that may sound horrible, but it's actually what really got me in the first game. Was it was just very funny. The computer is making sarcastic comments, it's trying to lure you places with cake, etc. I mean, it's hard to believe that, I know, with me just describing this game, but it was quite funny. And then at the end of the game, once you have destroyed this main computer, GLaDOS, you are treated with one of the greatest surprises of all time, and I guess it's not a surprise if you're listening to this, and that is the computer sings a song to you during the credits. That's, I don't know, I found just a great capper to this game, just the lyrics and the song that will rattle inside your brain for 3 weeks afterwards are just hilarious. So that was the original Portal, and like I said, it was part of a whole huge software release, and it was just a small part of it. It's maybe a 3 or 4 hour game to play through, just depending on how fast you can go through these logic puzzles, you know, or as they say, think how fast you can think with portals. So, but a lot of people thought that it was actually one of the top games that year. So fast forward, you know, 3-4 years, and now we have a very own standalone game called Portal 2. And in this game, I'm trying to stay as spoiler-free as possible, but there will be a little bit of the beginning. You are, once again, a test subject, Shell, and you end up trying... you go into a sleep that has been gone on for much longer than was intended. You wake up, and through a small series of events, you accidentally restart your nemesis, GLaDOS, who once again would like to kill you. And only this time she has a small chip on her shoulder because you have already killed her once, and she's less than happy about that. And so that is the basic premise of Portal 2, and there are quite a few twists and turns in this game that I'm not going to go into, but I was really looking forward to playing this game. I mean, this is something I didn't even know they were having a sequel come out. It's not something I was really, following, but then once I saw maybe 4 or 5 months ago that a sequel was being released, I knew that it was an automatic purchase just because I enjoyed the first game so much. And there seems to be a lot of improvements in Portal 2. The story and the writing is just as good or actually better than the previous installment, in that there is actually a little bit more of a story going on than just you navigating through mazes against a sadistic computer. There, the Portal 2 has more layers of interactive story and things going on that, while you're navigating these tests of logic and skill, you also are discovering some of the background of GLaDOS and Aperture Laboratories, which is the company that this is supposedly working in. Besides that, the physics engine is very much the same, where you are... It's kept fairly simple in the sense that you have a character, and there's not very much to this game other than running, jumping, and just very basic jumping, and then using portals, so falling as well. So running, jumping, falling, and using portals is really the extent of this game, and I think that's something that makes it an interesting game to play, because that means it's not necessarily all about skill. Excuse me. I believe some less skilled people could easily, or maybe not easily, but could definitely beat this game. You know, it's not... There are a few points of pinpoint accuracy needed in terms of you are falling and you need to shoot a portal that you're going to fall through to gain more momentum to clear an obstacle. But other than that, I mean, this is a game that you really win with your brain. If you can think with portals, that is, if you can think about things in a very non-linear way, if that makes sense. That probably doesn't make any sense at all, but the portals are linked together, so they are linear in that way, but what you can do with them are sometimes very non-linear, and that's what I mean. So if you can think with portals, that's the key of this game. It's not really your prowess with a controller or a mouse and keyboard. So that's what's really interesting about the game. And, I mean, and the writing, just sharp. The dialogue, actually, it's not dialogue, the computer is talking to you, your character doesn't ever speak throughout the entire game, is funny. I mean, you're getting taunted by the computer, it's making fun of your weight, it's making fun of the fact that you killed it and that you're a horrible person. I mean, this is material I think that would be really, it would be just ridiculous, and it is, but the funny, it's ridiculously funny, and that's the key part of it. As you are going through, there are different characters you hear or you bump into. One character who is the founder of this laboratory is voiced by J.K. Simmons, he was the father in the movie Juno, and he was the newspaper editor in the Spider-Man movies. And, you know, just that voice, I mean, it's one of those things where I love him as an actor, and the voice acting in this is just superb, especially on his parts, because you can just get into this character, and it's just this tone with it. But anyway, I guess that's enough gushing about J.K. Simmons. But what I find really fascinating about the Portal series, and Portal 2 especially, is that maybe perhaps more than any other game, I have this real fear of hurting my main character. I mean, there are times when the floor is made out of acid or whatever, and if you fall, you will die. And this is a game where I really perhaps try a lot more than I normally would in another game not to die. And that may sound silly, like, oh, most games you're trying not to die, but, you know, if I jump Mario into a hole, I'm kind of upset about it. But in this game, I don't know, it's like somehow I sympathize, you know, I empathize with this character, and so just trying to keep her alive. And it's also, you know, it also feels kind of like a measure of intelligence or logic. You know, if you fail, then sometimes it feels like you have not thought something through, and so it's just like a self-test. In the sense that you really want to get through because you want to prove that you can solve these puzzles. And the second thing is, going along with that, the solving of the puzzles in Portal 2, just I find extremely satisfying. Like, to the very core of me, like, I get through a level or I figure out how to do something, is something that's like, yes, this was satisfying. And there were times where I would be stuck, and it would take me, you know, 20 minutes or 15 minutes about looking at my surroundings and thinking about how things interact and how things interact with each other before solving a piece of the puzzle. And then once you finally solve it and you beat this level, there's just a sense of satisfaction. You know, it's a sense of, wow, I figured this out and it worked and I feel really good about myself. Or, duh, I cannot believe that that answer is so simple of how to do this, and I can't believe it took me that long to see it. But this was a game that I never considered going to look at a cheat or anything like that. And I think it was for a couple reasons. I mean, one is that, like I said, you get so much satisfaction, at least I do, out of beating each level. But the other is, I feel that the logic of this game is something where you should be able to figure it out. You know, this isn't one small item hidden in a vast world, or it's not, you know, a complex or a super complex string of 25 moves that have to be made before you can beat an area. This is something that you should be able to look at and figure out, and maybe experiment, play a little bit and figure something out. And just because the world works, and it works in a very logical way, I never felt the need to try to go around it, or try to cheat a puzzle. And the other thing that goes with this, I mean, Portal 2 was probably about, it's longer than the first one. The first one's probably about 4 hours of gameplay. The second one is maybe, you know, 6 to 10 hours of gameplay in single player. And I didn't want to cheat because, you know, there's only so many levels or so many maps you're doing, and once you have solved a puzzle, you can always go back and resolve it, but it's not new anymore. And so there's kind of this thing where you don't want to start cheating yourself out of these puzzles because you know eventually they're going to come to an end. And while you want to get to the story or get through the story, the story is not the most important thing. It's kind of you against this logic of this world. So with that being said, Portal 2, it was just a great game. And I wouldn't say that normally for a game that, you know, it was still $50-$60 is what you would just pay for it right now. It just came out. And, you know, if you figure 8 to 10 hours of gameplay for a single player, that's very short. I mean, that's shorter than the Call of Duty games or anything like that that have much more of a theatrical production value. But it was immensely satisfying, and I was pleased with this game, even with having played it. With that being said, there are some more things that this game offers I haven't even gotten into yet, and that would be, there's a multiplayer, cooperative modes and things like that. So they've tried to put a lot into this game to make it satisfying for the consumers. And, I mean, I know at some point Portal has been discounted. And so it's something that if you can get a copy of the first one and try it, you know, if you like that, this would be a great game for you. If that was something that didn't interest you, then this one obviously is not going to either. The other nice thing about Portal 2 is, as with the first Portal, it was mainly available through Steam, which is kind of a downloaded game repository where you have an account and whatever computer that you log into with Steam, you could download the game and play it off of your account, and it saves your progress and achievements and all that. But I've never been much of a computer gamer. I'm kind of more of a console gamer, just for the sense that my home theater system has the large monitor and the stereo, or, you know, surround sound. And I don't always want to be updating my computer to be able to play the best games, whereas I know with my PlayStation 3 that if I have a PlayStation 3, then I can play PlayStation 3 games. I don't have to worry about less, you know, what my hardware does to make it look correct or make it run correct. So anyway, I purchased the PlayStation 3 version. The really nice thing about this, and this is the first time I've ever seen this happen, is that you can actually link your PlayStation 3 and your Steam account. And what that means is that your progress and everything that you do is saved to Steam. But also that if you have a PS3 version, you got a free version of Portal 2 for your PC, and there's a code, and you have to link them together. There is not a way to sell just the code. I mean, there is if the other person has a Portal disc, you know, has the Portal 2 disc, like if they rent it or something. But and so it's kind of this, the first time I've ever seen this is a combination cross-platform of the PlayStation 3 and a PC, which is awesome, because, you know, I actually have a gaming laptop now, and being able to put Portal 2 on my laptop without having to pay extra. I mean, I paid $55, got a $20 gift certificate from Amazon, and then also got two versions of this game I can use. I mean, this just felt like a real great deal. But anyway, I guess I've kind of gotten beyond the point, but in the end, highly recommended Portal 2, especially if you're into logic over, you know, blood and guts or fighting or wrestling or whatever games you're interested in. One caution. Now, I'm someone who, I can definitely get motion sick, or I can get sick in games. Portal is a game, if you're going to get motion sick, it may be this game. I mean, just because there can be disorientation going through portals and changing directions and all that kind of stuff. Personally, I have never really felt disorientation with Portal, except when I'm watching someone else play. When I'm controlling it and I know what's going on and I have kind of that feedback, I don't have a problem with it. But when someone else is playing and you're just whipping through these screens, it can make me feel very ill very quickly. So with that caveat, I would say Portal 2, wonderful game. It's a great addition. I wish there was a Portal 3 coming out next week. I mean, I would seriously drop another $60. Well, okay, I'd probably, like, if it was coming out a week later, I'd probably be saying, why aren't they the same game? You're just trying to make me pay $120 for these two games. But anyway, I would seriously want to play the sequel to this immediately. It's just so much fun. I suppose it would get old eventually, but as of right now, it's just fun to play through, fun replay, and then there's a whole world of online cooperative gaming to be done with this as well that I'm sure will only get better and better. So, thanks for listening this week and hearing me gush about Portal and the Portal franchise, but if you've never heard of this game, sometimes it's been available for free download on Steam. Keep a lookout for it. It's definitely worth $5 or something, even if you can't get it for free. But it's a great time, and I definitely recommend the sequel, especially, I mean, the writing, the physics, everything is just wonderful. So thanks for listening this week, and I will be back next week with a whole new topic. Goodbye.